You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Decrease in the representation on campuses of certain minority groups.
Travis Silva of the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights said after 20 years, there's evidence affirmative action still plays an important role in promoting diversity.
After California enacted Prop 209, the numbers of African American, Latino, and Native American students at the University of California decreased drastically.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
A family of stand-up comedians and two Christian talk show hosts have created a new documentary that asks one fundamental question. Are we idiots for believing the Bible? Or would we be idiots not to? Here's USA's Russ Jones.
Chris and Emily Danielson of The Chris and Emily Show, which airs on USA Radio Networks, have blended apologetics with comedy to prove the importance of the Bible. Titled Bible Idiots, the documentary was produced by Christian comedian Chris Danielson, who says he's lost count how many times he's been called an idiot for believing in the Bible.
And I thought, well, if people could just get their minds around some of the apologetics, especially nominal Christians, if they could just see some of the evidence, the deep scholarly evidence behind the authority of God's Word, it might change their views and it might change the way they look at things.
So the family hit the road, capturing insights from noted speakers and authors like Jim Daly of Focus on the Family, Joni Erickson Tada, and Alan Robertson of the Duck Dynasty family.
The basic message of Bible Idiots is, are we idiots for believing the Bible, or would we be idiots not to? Some of the arguments that come up from everything from the college mindset, to cultural Christianity, to what is the actual origins of the Bible, and that is the main theme.
Danielson says Bible Idiots is great for home Bible studies and youth groups. I'm Russ Jones.
I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
And the weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with cloudy skies and a high near 75 degrees. Southwesterly winds between 8 and 14 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of showers, mainly before midnight, mostly cloudy with a low around 57 degrees. Southwesterly winds will be between 6 and 10 miles per hour, becoming northwesterly after midnight, and the chance of precipitation is 30%. On Saturday, a slight chance of showers between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m., mostly sunny skies with a high near 60 and northwesterly winds around 8 miles per hour. Saturday evening, partly cloudy with a low around 39 and northwesterly winds between 7 and 9 miles per hour. Sunday, sunny skies with a high near 54 and northwesterly winds between 6 and 10 miles per hour. In the evening on Sunday, we have mostly clear skies and a low around 31, and you will start your work week on Monday with sunny skies and a high near 55.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Visit njweightlossgroup.com to schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so call 855-464-THIN. That's 855-464-THIN. Or visit njweightlossgroup.com. That's njweightlossgroup.com. They can't wait to see you look great.
And you're listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines radio show here every Friday morning between 10 and 11 on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio internet station. I'm Susan Lax. I am host of the show and director of Hunterdon Helpline. And I'm happy to introduce you today to our new community resource specialist coordinator, Max Galupo. Good morning.
Good morning, Susan. Thanks for having me.
Now, listen to that voice. I figured it's great that he works for me. He's a wonderful community resource specialist coordinator, but that's a radio voice if ever I heard one. So I snatched him. Plus, he's got to know more about Hunterdon Helpline than most people, except me, maybe. And we're going to talk a little bit today about what it's like to be in our offices and helping all the people that we serve, whether they're the homeless, seniors, people who need help with literacy. We certainly run the gamut, don't we, Max?
I've had calls for everything from people needing shelter to rental assistance to just someone to talk to. You name it, we handle it.
Absolutely. And for 46 years, we've been handling it. It's kind of exciting that we're here this long. One of the downsides, I would say, Max, is it really is a little frustrating that we're still doing the same job 46 years later.
And, you know, it's funny, working for a nonprofit, you almost hope you have a slow day, meaning you don't need to help anyone and hopefully everyone's okay. But the world is how it is, and we're always going to have these problems, and we need people like us and our community resource specialists to be here to handle anything that can come our way.
And we certainly, Murphy's Law, Tina's working this morning, too, in the hot seat, and boy, the phone's ringing off the hook, and we realize that, you know, sometimes you get up in the morning, you think, oh, lazy day. We didn't have a crowded overnight last night with calls, but certainly we're making up for it this morning. And while it would be nice to eradicate homelessness, and I certainly feel, I don't want to say positive about it, but certainly I look forward to it. How's that? I think we've dealt with these issues since mankind began, and there were plenty of people, I'm sure, that got kicked out of the cave for one reason or the other, or the cave crumbled in a disaster like Sandy or what have you, and it's just, sometimes it can be heartbreaking, but also uplifting, don't you think, when we help people?
Absolutely. You know, even just one person in the couple months that I've been here calling back and saying, thank you so much. You saved my life. You were the only one to listen when no one else would. It makes all those hours of crazy mornings and late night calls on the overnights, it makes it all worth it.
And, you know, we had a event yesterday with the Department of Human Services, all the people who serve on the CEASE committee, which is Comprehensive Emergency Assistance Systems. And we, of course, have the grant for sheltering the homeless after hours. We had Catholic Charities there. We had Family Promise, who has their homeless prevention program and, of course, their sheltering program. Easter Seals was there. We got the Zufold Dental van to come because we were giving out coats and backpacks and free dental exams. Housing was there from Hunterdon County. I'm trying to think all the other agencies that were there in order to provide people who are homeless in need, at risk, etc., the opportunity to have coats, to have backpacks for the kids, have a free dental exam, and get hooked up with services from all these different organizations, which are so important. And also right before the winter, which is, again, I think our calls are going to start to increase, Max. So hang on to your seat and get ready for the ride. But it was great to work with these other organizations. And one of the nice things about Hunterdon Helpline is we're the first call for help, because we then work with the other organizations to find the right solution to the problem. And I say solution, but truly it's solutions. It's the holistic solution. So in other words, if they call for utility assistance, as we were talking about today, we had a couple of utility assistance clients. Is it really about utility assistance, or is it about the need for a job? Are you unemployed, underemployed? Why can't you pay your bills? And there's usually some other problem there that's more overriding. It's just that the immediate short-term goal is to pay that utility assistance.
Absolutely. I've always been a proponent of look towards the disease, not the symptom. And too often, a lot of nonprofits do only look at the symptom. Studying criminal and drug policy, one thing I learned was that it's not just simply someone breaking the law. There's so many barriers to things. And like you said, with utility, is it that they need training? Is it with housing that they need to be in a more affordable place? Is it something with taxes? There's almost always something behind an issue. And that's what we really need to dig down and get to.
I like that you brought up the word barriers, and it's part of the jargon. What are those barriers? And certainly in Hunterdon County, we try to discern what those barriers are. But one of the biggest problems we have here in the county is transportation. And again, we are the link after hours as well. We have a direct line of communication with the bus drivers. But no matter what the demographic, transportation is huge. And so if somebody cannot get to their job, they're not going to have a job. If somebody cannot get their kids over to childcare, they're going to lose that. Transportation is a huge barrier across, again, demographic groups. And those people who do have transportation, we find, who are struggling with bills, etc., sometimes have to make that decision between, do I pay the car bill for maintenance so I can get to my job, or do I pay the electricity bill? Things have changed. You know, I call it the new economy, but the last 5 years, what we've been struggling with is truly a different kind of world. And we've seen people who were once in the McMansions and who had executive positions struggling for a job, or working at a box company such as Lowe's or Home Depot or whatever to make ends meet. So it's very difficult for us at Hunterdon Helpline to figure out what those barriers are when somebody and correct me if I'm wrong, is so focused sometimes on that immediate need versus what can we do to make it better across the board.
I agree completely. And, you know, part of it is also that things change so quickly now. Not to make any sort of an endorsement, but I was listening to Senator Rubio speak the other day, and one point he made was, you can be 23 just out of college and your field's obsolete by the time you're 30. And so we have a rapidly, rapidly changing world. And when we dig down and get to the root of issues, those tend not to change. It tends to be the symptoms that change, I've found. And that's why we really do try and dig down and find what is really causing these issues, because that's how we can make real change.
Great point. Excellent point. And we're going to come right back to that after a few words from our sponsors.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. Hunterdon Helplines radio show. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline. Joining me today is Max Galupo from Hunterdon Helpline, and he is our Community Resource Specialist Coordinator. That's a mouthful, Max.
It is.
And he is in charge of all the Community Resource Specialists that answer our phones 24/7, 365 days of the year, holidays included, disasters included. We won't mention the S word, as in A-N-D-Y. We're hoping to get through this winter, although my farmer's almanac is saying otherwise. But what do? 24/7, we help anyone at any time with issues such as financial stability, mental and physical problems, suicide prevention, employment resources, education resources, and general community resources. We are the first call for help in Hunterdon County, and we can not only register you for our own programs and services, but we can make sure that we refer and link you to the other nonprofits and agencies and businesses in the county that can assist you with your need, not just in the short term, but in the long term as well. Give us a call toll free at 1-800-272-4630. That's 1-800-272-4630, or locally 908-782-4357. That's 908-782-4357, or visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org. That's one word, helplinehc.org, and see what programs and services we have other than our first assist 24/7 call in for assistance. We've got literacy, we've got a division for seniors and disability services, Hunterdon Hispanos, and more. So give a look-see, as they say, and if we can help you in any way, reach out to us. So great point you made, Max, before the break about how times have changed and how times are changing quickly now versus years ago. And even within this new millennium, not last century, but this century, young as it is, things do change quickly. The job market can change in a flash. A neighborhood can change in a flash. Economic development, whether a town or a city feels confident that they're in a good place, need to be very much aware very much on the cutting edge to ensure that it continues that way. So you're right. And technology, I think, as well, oftentimes outdates what happened just, you know, a few years ago. I have to laugh when I get resumes when somebody says they've been proficient in social media for, say, 15 years, and I have to count back. 15 years social media? It may have looked different. In some respects, it may have been a different animal, but it was the beginnings, you know, of social media. We had, I guess, MySpace. We had, everybody was on AOL chat rooms and things of that nature. That certainly was social media. But what do we have today? We're tweeting. We're Facebooking. We're doing less Facebooking, more tweeting. How do we get our message out as a business, as a nonprofit? Who are we reaching? All of these things are extremely important. And again, financial stability being at the height of where we're at. Nobody works for a company anymore for that gold watch after 30 years. People are graduating college and living at home. Not that that's not a good thing, because I think maybe there's a better shift to bring families back together to the one geographic area that we used to have. You know, family helping family is not a bad thing. What would you say, though, is the one thing that you see in terms of our clients, if you see any change since you've been working there, where we've kind of shifted in terms of the need, where you see more of a need for this versus a need for that in terms of our clientele?
Well, just in terms of having conversations with these people, their level of knowledge is incredible because of technology. I've had people call in who know exactly what program name, number, person they need to talk to, because everything's a simple Google search away. For better or worse, you can be the judge. In terms of needs, we have a lot of financial assistance needs that come in. And I think that may be a part of that rapidly changing economy, that where people can be proficient in everything that you could possibly be proficient in, and then a year later you need to be retrained. Part of my job at the helpline is also handling some of our tech systems and making sure all of our computers are running properly. And I get emails almost every single day of, this new app has been updated, and there's a new version of this software, and this and that, where you have to be constantly retraining yourself. You really have to be in a constant state of training in order to be up on what's going on in the world, even in your own very specialized field at times. And that can be overwhelming to some people, and it can really force some people out of the job market who would otherwise be great employees.
Absolutely. And I want to draw our attention, because again, from what you're saying, what people are talking about, the financial needs and so forth, and the stress that a person undergoes because of that. Princeton University just issued a new study on Monday, and the headline is basically that middle-aged white Americans, their death rate has increased due to stress and addiction. Addiction coming from not just normal use of illegal drugs, but painkillers that lead to the use of illegal drugs. And that this group, more than any other, is experiencing this death rate because of that. And when they looked a little bit deeper, pain has been an issue, but stress and some of the depression that comes out of what has been going on economically in this country. It's a fascinating study. I'm trying to get the two people that did the research, Dr. Deaton and Dr. Case, again out of Princeton University. The mortality rate for whites 45 to 54 years old with no more than a high school education increased by 134 deaths per 100,000 people from 1999 to 2014. And that was not the case for non-whites. In fact, those numbers seem to have gone down according to this study, which you can access simply by going on the Princeton University site. New York Times has carried it. Several of the papers have carried it, and of course the online media vehicles as well. Interesting that we're looking at this study now, and we of course deal with addiction, we deal with drug abuse and so forth. We link our clients to many of the wonderful resources we have in this area, including Huntington Prevention Resources, Huntington Drug Awareness Program, Anderson House. Freedom House is on the up and up in terms of providing great programs and services, great new director, and the resources are there. But we also know the headlines in Huntington County in terms of the rise of heroin addiction here. So we tend to think of that as the kids using marijuana escalating to heroin or finding the painkillers. There's a market for that out on the street, et cetera, heroin being cheaper than the subscription pills. But here we have people who should be established, should be over the experimentation, if you will, should be stable in terms of their finances, and their death rate is increasing as a result of it. So it's not surprising that we get these calls, as you say, for more financial assistance than ever before.
No, absolutely. It's a tragic situation that we have on our hands. There's no question about that. There is a bad heroin epidemic in this area. Again, I've studied drug policy for several years, and I was fortunate enough to work with a group down in Mercer County while I was in college. Their primary program was a needle exchange program because they knew they would never stop the drugs being used, but they wanted to stop at least the spread of HIV and AIDS if they could, and other communicable diseases. And again, we try and do what we can while we can. Certain issues are never, ever going to go away. They'll be here until the end of time. But we do what we can in trying to get that message across that there are other ways other than that quick release, that escape, whatever it may be, whatever they're using them is a personal reason, obviously. But the message needs to be that don't turn that way. Instead, look to help. There's no shame in help. There's still, to some people, a stigma on talking to a psychologist or someone to get some sort of financial assistance because they see it as a weakness, as, you know, they can't handle it themselves and they're ashamed of that, whatever it may be. And we need to get out that message that that could not be further from the truth.
And Huntington Prevention Resources had a community conversation a couple of weeks ago just about that very issue and addressing the stigma issue. And how do we reach parents who don't think it's happening here in Huntington County or don't think it could happen to their own child? And it was a very robust conversation, but I couldn't help but feel that the people who showed up were the choir. And that preaching to the choir, what kind of advancement can we make? However, this was a great part of the event, was we did break up into several different groups, work groups, to come up with several ideas as to how we could reach people who might not think it's a problem, and how do we do that outreach? And how do we make the parents of the high schools kind of sit up and listen? And they might not attend some of these functions, but they might start being aware that there is, in fact, an issue. But again, looking at some of these statistics that came out of this Princeton report, what about the older person? Are we, yes, I would like to see the young people who have a life in front of them, but I find it extremely scary that this age group, who are the parents of the younger generation, are having these issues. Because, again, this is baggage that trickles down to the kids. And, you know, as a parent, I'm always thinking, well, what kind of a role model am I? So it really is going across the board in terms of age and how we reach out to people, how we show them that there are resources. Again, as you said earlier, technology is great. You can Google, you can find an answer. But normally when you Google, you get one answer. And that's why Helpline is different. People say all the time, well, what's the difference? I can go ahead and just Google this and I don't need to call in. Well, it's pretty interesting because if you Google, you will get perhaps Hunterdon Prevention resources if you're looking for drug prevention in Hunterdon County. But will you get all the other agencies as well, where we'll give you, again, that holistic solution? If you Google shelter, for instance, in Hunterdon County, we're at the top of the list. Hunterdon Helpline's at the top of the list. Unfortunately, the second on the list is the local animal shelter. So you got to be a little bit careful about Google, and you have to trust the community resource specialists at Hunterdon Helpline, that they are very well informed, just the pulse, if you will, of Hunterdon Helpline, and know who to reach out when we don't know the answers. So we'll be right back after this break, and it's great talking to you, Max, because, again, as a community resource specialist coordinator, very much aware of what's going on in the county, even in the few short months that you've been working with us. So we'll be right back after these messages.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. President Obama says it's possible an explosive device brought down a Russian airliner over Egypt.
I think there is a possibility that there was a bomb on board, and we're taking that very seriously.
In an interview with Seattle's KIRO Radio, he says the U.S. is looking into terrorist claims, but investigators and intelligence officials are going to take their time before drawing any definitive conclusions. An online civil rights organization is leaning on NBC to take Donald Trump off Saturday Night Live this weekend. ColorOfChange.org has collected about 30,000 signatures in the past 3 days calling for NBC to disinvite Trump because of comments many people consider anti-immigrant or racist. Add the Baltimore Police Union to a growing list of law enforcement agencies urging a boycott of Quentin Tarantino's new film. The Oscar-winning director referred to police as murderers at a recent rally in New York, but says his words were taken out of context. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-391-6916. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-391-6916. That's 1-800-391-6916. Call 1-800-391-6916.
And your weather for the Hunterdon County area starts today with cloudy skies, a high near 75, and southwesterly winds between 10 and 14 miles per hour. Tonight, a chance of showers mainly before midnight, mostly cloudy, and a low around 57. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Saturday, a slight chance of showers between 7 and 1 in the afternoon, and mostly sunny skies with a high near 60 thereafter. Northwesterly winds around 8 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Saturday night, partly cloudy skies and a low around 39. Sunday, we have sunny skies, a high near 54 degrees, and Sunday evening, mostly clear skies with a low around 31. On Monday, sunny skies and a high near 55 to get back into your work week. The temperatures will drop to 35 in the evening and have partly cloudy skies to go along with that. And you are back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. Again, I'm Susan Lex, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, your first call for help. And the coordinator of a variety of different programs, including literacy services. We're going to be having tutor training coming up soon. So if you are interested in becoming a tutor, volunteer tutor for that program, we certainly would love to hear from you. We also need volunteers for telephone reassurance, where we call our seniors several times a day to make sure that they are okay taking their medications, having a meal, staying hydrated, and so forth. Or our friendly visitor program, which makes weekly visits to a friend who otherwise does not have much social interaction. So volunteers, 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 we need you. 908-782-4357. Give us a call and we will gladly set you up with a registration application. Again, that's 908-782-4357. And I am sitting here with our Community Resource Specialist Coordinator, Max. And I have to say, Max, that we were at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Home and Business Expo yesterday, and we picked up 4 new volunteers. So a shout out to the Chamber for an incredible, incredible Chamber. They really, really did a fabulous job, and I think there were more people there than I have seen in previous years. The restaurants were unbelievable. The lines were well worth the wait. I rolled out of there because of the food. But it really helped Hunterdon Helpline to have a booth there. Again, we picked up 4 volunteers. We were able to hand out our new Choices for Seniors Directory, Issue 2. If you haven't had a copy, haven't seen a copy yet, you can always come by the office or go to the senior centers. The hospital has them, and grab your new issue of that, and really kind of turn people on to what we do at Helpline. Even though we're 46 years old, the outreach never stops, and we have to let people know that we are here for them, because oftentimes, until somebody does have an issue, nobody's focused on what the resources are that they might not be using. So, but it was a great event, great to network with the other businesses that were there. We started telling people about Salsa Night, which is coming up in July, because so many vendors come to Salsa Night now with more than 5,000 people in attendance. I like to get as many of those vendor spots done and over with by January, because it is a huge event and I want to make sure it's successful. So we passed around Salsa Night flyers and got a few people who want to take a booth out at that summer event. And just to tell you all who are listening, we're doing our second town crawl coming up November 17th. I cannot wait. We had our first town crawl in Flemington, honoring the town of Flemington, or the borough of Flemington, I should say, to be correct. And it was fabulous. And it's modeled after a pub crawl or a progressive dinner. And our second one honors Clinton. And it is Tuesday, November 17th at 5:30. We start with appetizers at Prue Thai. We move on to the Clinton House for dinner. And then finally to the Hunterdon Art Museum for art and dessert. And that is provided by Christie's Artisan Bread and Pastry Shop. And it's a fabulous, I mean, people talked about Flemington, Max, that it was the greatest fundraiser, the most fun event that they had been to. It was different. These events are small, so you have to get your tickets because of the way they are designed. We're not having 100 people show up like at one annual dinner. So you do have to get your tickets. They are $100 a piece. That covers the cost of a 4-course meal and a lot of fun, and also a $50 tax deductible donation to Hunterdon Helpline, because we need your help. Like all the nonprofits and the people that we've been talking about, Max, who have been hit by this economy, we, too, need financial support to keep going with the free programs and services we provide Hunterdon County. So that's Tuesday, November 17th at 5:30. If you would like to purchase some tickets, you can call us at 908-782-4357, or for your convenience, visit us at www.helplinehc.org/the-town-crawls/. Or just go to www.helplinehc.org and you will see one of the flashes up at the top. Click on that. You'll go right to the page, or hit donate and you can simply go ahead and purchase your tickets that way. Just put in the box that it's for the town crawl. And we're going to have a lot of fun, really a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it. Plus, the town of Clinton is awesome this time of year. Just incredible. Their Dickens Day, say that 10 times fast, is coming up. They decorate the town beautifully. The Clinton Guild does a fabulous job. All the businesses are just wonderful. And so it's a nice time for a stroll through the town. If you cannot stroll with us, you can take a car and go from place to place. There's parking, so you don't have to worry about that. And we're just going to have a fantastic time. And remember, it is for the good cause of Hunterdon Helpline that reaches out to all of you at any time for any need. So, Max, let's talk about our seniors a little bit.
Okay.
They're an integral part of our day.
They are. I would actually say that the telephone reassurance program is my favorite part of the job. It is unbelievably rewarding, and some are so, so thankful. I can actually say that about a week ago, we received a handwritten letter from one of our clients.
Yes, I'm about to frame it, too.
With myself and some of our CRSs on there saying, thank you so much for calling. You brighten my day every time, and that is the best feeling in the world.
And you know what was interesting about that? For those of you who don't know about our senior division and disability services, they are really for people to age in place. The biggest population growth here in the county are going to be our seniors, as the baby boomers, like everywhere else in this country, age. The populations within the various pockets, towns, etc., counties, are really increasing their demographic group of seniors, people 60 and older. So telephone reassurance and our friendly visitor program allow people to age in place. That means that they do not have to move into a facility because someone has an eye on them. Someone is helping them to remember to take their meds and meals, etc. It's for people who are 60 and older who might be homebound. That doesn't mean that they're chained to the easy chair, you know, in front of the TV, although many of our seniors, unfortunately, that is their daily existence. They may get out, they may take the link, they may go to the senior center, but for the most part, they are pretty much staying at home, not connected to the community the way you or I are in terms of a job, in terms of a social life, etc. And it does make a difference. And one thing that client said in that letter was that just by us reaching out to her several times a day and making sure that she was not only taking her meds or meals, that she was well connected, she started going out more.
Yes, that's right.
That social, almost like an invigoration, occurred simply through our phone call. And she said, I'm a different person now because somebody took the time to acknowledge her. Somebody took the time to simply say hello. And what it has done for her is just a huge example of what the program does do. Because we do encourage the people to go out. As I said earlier, we're the link after hours, and the link was started for people who are seniors, persons with disabilities, and many people don't know that, and our seniors don't know that they can do curbside demand rides. So we're always educating our seniors as to what the resources are, that they do not have to stay in their home. But to stay in their home, particularly financially, if we're going to talk about that as we have with everything else, the average cost to be in a facility, average, I'm talking no frills average, $65,000 a year. Wouldn't you want to stay in your own home? Not to mention be familiar with your surroundings, et cetera. So I like our seniors too, and unfortunately, we've saved lives there as well. And catching them at the right wrong time, and being able to send over emergency assistance and get them to the hospital when they need it. So I'm very proud of the work we do there. We're going to take a short break and come right back. And it's just great having you on the show, Max.
Thank you very much.
This is Chris Phelan, president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Jeannie Aversa, Jody Cafaro, Colleen Doerr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Parica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, hunterdonchamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here in Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page, and there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, real impact of Leadership Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, if you're just tuning in. And I have Max Galupo, our Community Resource Specialist Coordinator, here with us today. And it's been great because it offers another perspective, especially as the coordinator of all our Community Resource Specialists. What goes on, you know, sort of the intricacies of the First Assist program and how we help people 24/7. Let's talk a little bit about between 9 p.m. and 8 a.m. Is that different, that time slot? Well, I was just on the overnight last night. Do you find it different than the normal course of events when it's more the real part of the day versus the nighttime?
It's certainly more quiet, that's for sure. The nature of the calls change as well. Pretty much overnight, we have almost exclusively people calling for emergency shelter.
Right.
I just handled a call the other evening of someone calling in worried that their friend was suicidal. So I managed to help them get to the proper authorities and locate her and everything. The overnights tend to be more of an emergency situation. We don't have the luxury of taking some time to really talk to someone as much because sometimes these things are pressing, such as that case. But the nature of the calls does change. And again, it does get a little bit more quiet. Sometimes we'll have overnights with no calls at all. And you're lucky and you get to sleep. Other times you're up at 2:30 in the morning trying to help someone, but we're happy to do it.
Yeah, I got a 3 o'clock call. And not only, as you say, are they emergent calls, but they are also emotional. They tend to be more emotional. I think there's something about daylight that has a more calming effect, but when you're going through an emergent situation, when the lights are out, so to speak, right, it's much more emotional. And I think we have more listening calls then, too. And for those of you who are listening, a listening call is somebody who is maybe going through a crisis emotionally or what have you, can't sleep, just is beside themselves. I mean, I can't tell you, you know, medically what's going on, but just distraught, stressed, and need somebody to talk to. And again, to your point, Max, as well, that because of these emergency situations, sometimes we don't stay on the phone as long as we're trying to get that initial short-term goal filled, which is often difficult at those hours of the night. Whereas during the day, as I've said repetitively, that we try to look at that holistic approach, that it's not just the emergent need, but let me help you with all these other things. Of course, at 3 o'clock in the morning, we can give a phone number to say, well, tomorrow you should call social services or you should go to Family Promise or what have you. But it's not the same kind of call. We want to make sure that someone is stabilized at 3 o'clock in the morning, whether they need shelter, whether they need medical care, whether they just need a listening call. And a shout out to New Jersey Hope. Their suicide line is fantastic. I think it's 2 years old now. And all we have to do is stabilize the person, transfer the call to New Jersey Hope. They're just fantastic. So it is a little bit different for sure, those hours, and it's almost a different approach sometimes, you know, because I think, as I said, people are a little more anxious, a little more stressed out. What am I going to do? Knowing that no other organization is open at that time for them to call. So we are somewhat of a security blanket to just get them through the night so that they know, okay, if you can take care of the next 5 hours, calm down, let me see what I can do for you, and then tomorrow we can give you a whole new game plan. But it is very stressful, I think, for somebody who suddenly may be evicted, may be thrown out for whatever reason. Could be an oil leak, could be their landlord decided you're done, a husband or a wife suddenly have a domestic dispute. So many different things, and like I said, it seems more stressful when you're sitting there in the dark. So another thing we do,
absolutely.
Another thing we do, and sort of, and I do feel that I almost shift gears for that to because I know that somebody's going to be much more anxious.
No, I agree. You know, I think part of that comes down to, as much as we love to be the first call for help, I think when someone's calling in at 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, we're often their last call for help.
Their only call for help.
Right, that we're the last chance that they have. You know, we'll have people call during the day who know that they'll need shelter that night. And one of my first questions is there any friends or family in the area? And they say, oh, I haven't called anyone yet.
Right.
At 2 o'clock in the morning, they said, I've called my ex-brother-in-law's boss. I call everyone and anyone at that point. And they're nervous, they're scared, and thank God we're there for them.
Absolutely. That's a very, very, very good point. It's even some of the organizations that do have a overnight helpline or hotline, whatever you want to call it, they're very siloed. It's about what they do, you know, versus the overall picture. So somebody could call up, for instance, in a domestic abuse, of course we're going to refer them to Safe in Hunterdon, but say they have children too, say they left their belongings, they do not have food, or for some reason maybe Safe in Hunterdon is full for the night. All of those different things can be happening at the same time, even though it's one issue, and no one else is open for those other issues other than us. So it's, you know, sometimes it's a tenuous situation as to how we get this person situated and feeling in control, because the stress, the anxiety, we talked before about addictions, somebody who has been in a great program, has graduated, has been sober, wonderful thing, but one little trigger can occur again at 1 o'clock in the morning where there's a fight with a roommate or what have you that lands them on the streets, and the willpower to stay sober, the willpower not to go back to old habits is also something that we try to navigate too. That would be, again, not just finding them a place for shelter, but that listening call and getting them in a place where they could be calm and know that there is help and they don't have to resort to old habits.
Right. I agree completely. You know, not only going back to old habits, but we want to make sure that they go somewhere where they can move forward from that position. We always tell them, call us back in the morning, let us know, we'll talk to you more then, whatever it may be, call social services. We want to not only just help them at that moment, but we want to make sure that that's a forward progression of help. Not, you know, when you're calling friends and family to see if you can stay somewhere, don't call the people who you used to do drugs with, if that's the case.
Right, and I don't mind that 1 o'clock in the morning call. If they have decided, you know what, there's a party going on here, and I'm leaving. And good for them. Good for them. Well, our time is up, Max. You've done a great job, which you know what that means, don't you? You'll be back.
I will.
And you might be hosting.
Not a problem.
So I appreciate it, and of course I appreciate everything you and your cohorts back at Hunterdon Helpline, right across the hall, by the way, from the chamber, do every day to help those in need and those who are at risk. And again, that holistic solution from Hunterdon Helpline, that's what we try to do each and every day. Coming up next is Boomer's World.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. President Obama says it's possible an explosive device brought down a Russian airliner over Egypt.
I think there is a possibility that there was a bomb on board, and we're taking that very seriously.
In an interview with Seattle's KIRO Radio, he says the U.S. is looking into terrorist claims, but investigators and intelligence officials are going to take their time before drawing any definitive conclusions. An online civil rights organization is leaning on NBC to take Donald Trump off Saturday Night Live this weekend. ColorOfChange.org has collected about 30,000 signatures in the past 3 days calling for NBC to disinvite Trump because of comments many people consider anti-immigrant or racist. Add the Baltimore Police Union to a growing list of law enforcement agencies urging a boycott of Quentin Tarantino's new film. The Oscar-winning director referred to police as murderers at a recent rally in New York, but says his words were taken out of context. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Did you know the government is scheming to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital Gold Group. Get the facts in a white paper called How to Protect Your Retirement and Bank Accounts from Government Seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 844-715-7311. That's 844-715-7311 or landmarkgold.com.
Fast food workers want to make their call to raise the minimum wage a key issue for presidential candidates.
Fight for 15! Fight for 15!